This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Tuesday morning and happy Flag Day. It's 580 Live at a Voice of Charleston WCHS from the Parmar Stores Studio. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruits Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Dale Cooper, the boss, is serving as our producer today, and I'll get into explaining that to you a little bit later on. Always, you know, get performance anxiety when the bosses push the buttons today. I got to be on my best behavior, you know, because the boss is actually here. He listens every day, but he's actually on the other side of the glass today. Feeling like I'm on an audition of some sort. Jennifer Farr from the Charleston YWCA is going to join us to talk about why it is that people are going to be climbing buildings this weekend in Charleston. She's going to discuss that coming up a little bit later on. Metro News statewide correspondent Brad McElhaney is going to be calling in. We're going to spend some time talking about some things with the legislature and other stuff with Brad coming up. But of course, the big story, one of the 17 big stories we have this morning is the weather. And some of us, including myself, waking up without power this morning. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on. But of course, the other big story from yesterday, other than the weather, was the Joshua Phillips verdict that came down yesterday afternoon around 1:30 or so, I think. And it was guilty of murder in the second degree. Jake Flatley from the newsroom was in the in the courtroom. Jake, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Convicted of second-degree murder, probably not the verdict a lot of Charlestonians and others wanted. And I'm not an attorney, although I did talk to several attorneys. I'm going to get into some of their comments a little bit later on. But I guess, Jake, first-degree murder in a case like this is very, very hard to prove.
Yes, it is. And the first-degree murder would have came with if Phillips would have faced life in prison, which is what, you know, Officer Cassie Johnson's family wanted. Now he'll face 10 to 40 years in prison. And you could see, as soon as the verdict came down, it was difficult to take for Johnson's family. But, you know, throughout this whole trial, when they have been trying to find the premeditation in the first-degree murder, you know, the defense maintained it was self-defense and not premeditated. And the prosecution spent time, you know, explaining that premeditation doesn't have to be a long period of time. It can just be a few seconds.
Right.
Which is all this incident was when they showed it in the trial on her body cam and her dash cam. But the jury opted for second degree murder. They came back from lunch break, and within 10 minutes, the bailiff told everyone to come inside. Jury's reached a verdict.
And you were actually in the courtroom, is that right, when it came down?
Yes.
And, I mean, you kind of...
It was standing room only in there. Both Johnson's family was on one side, took up a few rows, and Phillips had his mother and stepfather were in there. Mm-hmm. And then there were a lot of law enforcement there as well. Afterwards, the Johnson's family declined to comment. They were upset, rightfully so, and they just said, you know, we're speechless. Mm-hmm. Phillips' family came right up to the media, and
they
actually called the whole trial unfair, citing evidence, and they believed that he shouldn't have been charged at all.
Yeah.
And Johnson's death.
I heard some of that audio. I was watching some of the local television coverage, of course, listening to you, you know, yesterday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that a little interesting that they would say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the reporters was like, you know, there's someone dead here, a police officer dead. And they just, you know, they said they went back to the self-defense claim, mm-hmm. and how they said certain evidence was left out, and you know how he was shot, you know, several times, went to the hospital, and during the trial they said he like flatlined, and you know he got brought back to life, but it was surprising to hear them say it, but it, you know, they said they had sympathy. The Phillips family said they had, you know, sympathy for Johnson's family, wish it never happened, but yeah. That was a pretty interesting interview following that.
And I heard audio from Charleston Police Chief Tyke Hunt, and he stated the obvious that it certainly was not what the police department wanted to hear either.
No, yeah, he was in the courtroom when the verdict went down, stepped out, said, you know, the police department needed a moment before they made a statement. All the media went over to City Hall. He spoke for about 50 seconds. He was disappointed. And then he didn't answer any questions, but he said that, you know, and same with Charleston Mayor Amy Schuler Goodwin, we're going to continue to honor Johnson's mm-hmm. legacy no matter what the verdict was. And, you know, they're not going to let her death be in vain.
It was somewhat shocking. Yeah, and then last night reading the comments, you know, on social media from people, I think and you've covered a lot of trials, you know, in your time here. What the mood over the courtroom? And I watched some of the television coverage last night when it was read, and it seemed like it was just a giant, like I said earlier, like a giant gasp that just kind of came over the courtroom. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, you could have cut the tension with a butter knife,
absolutely,
as the sports announcers say. Yeah. But I mean, that was the jury, you know, deliberated for parts of 3 days. The trial lasted a week. I mean, more than a dozen witnesses took the stand. You saw everything. I mean, you saw a neighbor's cell phone footage with Officer Johnson down on the ground. You know, they showed the body cam, the dash cam. So the jury had, you know, everything, and they ended up on second-degree murder.
Yeah. So what is he facing now on sentencing?
10 to 40 years in prison, and Judge Jennifer Bailey hasn't set a sentencing date just yet, but I know Attorney Don Moore said they will push for the full 40 years.
Okay. All right. Well, Jake, you and Jeff and Chris and Carrie and Alex and the entire news team just did a fantastic job of one of the bigger trials that we've had in Charleston over the last couple of years, and one of the bigger stories, and certainly since I've been doing this show. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking time to be here, because I know in that courtroom it was very difficult, and you folks that were actually in the courtroom heard a lot of things, too, that are certainly troubling to you, and things that don't necessarily make it to the air.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Carrie did a great job. Carrie went in the mornings during a trial, and then I came in the afternoons, and it was a team effort, and I'm glad to be part of the team.
All right, Jake. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is 9:15. It's 580 live for the Parmar Stores studio, and we're going to get some more comments from the trial a little bit later on. I got some things I want to mention about it, but I want to kind of shift gears for a moment. I want to bring in Jennifer Farr from the Charleston YWCA. Jennifer, good morning. How are you? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know it's kind of a difficult transition, and I appreciate you being understanding, because we had this interview with you. I know you've been making your rounds around the station today around the building on the other stations as well, but I felt I needed to, you know, bring someone from the newsroom in to talk about this. So I appreciate your understanding on that, because this is a little bit more lighthearted. We're going to talk about with you, at least a fundraiser for a good time. You have people jumping off buildings, is that right?
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
All right, explain exactly what's going to be going on this Saturday in downtown Charleston.
It is the Over the Edge event, where we'll have several folks that will be rappelling over the Truist building downtown on Summer Street in order to raise money for the YWCA Charleston Racial Justice Endowment Campaign.
Now, this has been going on. I remember seeing coverage of this, you know, a few years ago. Did it go away because of COVID and came back? Or
it did.
Just like everything else? Explain that.
Yes. So it began in 2019, and we had Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Senator Manchin and a few other celebrities that went over. We had to pause for a couple of years due to COVID, and now it's back this year, and we'll have about 30-some-odd people that are going to rappel each. That we're tasked with raising at least $1,000, and it goes to our Racial Justice Endowment Campaign. We've had a most generous donor to give us $500,000 if we can match the $500,000. Mm-hmm. The donations from this event will go towards that match.
And what time does everything start downtown Charles at the Truist Building?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So who are some of the folks that we're going to see rappelling? Do you have a list or a
yes,
few of them?
Okay. We do. General Hoyer is going to rappel.
Well, that's probably not a big deal for him. I mean,
President Eric Cage, the new president at West Virginia State University, yeah. He's going to rappel. Let's see. I'm going to rappel.
You're going to do it. Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, and I'm terrified of heights, so this is going to be...
Oh, well, what could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong? Yeah. Right. Jenny was telling me to trust my equipment, so I'm just going to trust the equipment. And I'm going over with Bill Lynch from the Gazette, and
okay.
He's terrified. So he's been writing articles about overcoming his fears, so I thought he and I could go over together and be support for each other.
Well, good luck with that.
Right.
What goes into planning an event like this? I mean, how do you reach out to people to say, hey, what are you doing this Saturday? Would you like to go rappel off a building? Exactly how does that work?
We've had, of course, our online presence, and some people just, they hear about it. We do lots of marketing, word of mouth, people that have done it before. With the company Over the Edge, they're very good about giving us tips. They do this actually internationally. So I had first heard about it in, I believe it was in Atlanta, and people had done it to raise money for nonprofits. So it's just several nonprofits all throughout the country and actually all throughout the world that they partner with this organization, and it's pretty much turnkey. I did go on top of the Truist Building last week with the gentleman that's building the scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had the pictures from 2019 and his schematics. It's very interesting and how technical and safe and all of it that it is. So that was a little
comfort. That's your story. That's your
story. I'm going to stick to that right now.
Whatever makes you feel better about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's a great thing, again, and it got a lot of attention, a couple of years ago and had to go away, just like everything else because of COVID, but you're bringing it back, and it's a fundraiser for the YWCA. I do appreciate you taking time. And good luck to you and everyone else that will be doing it this Saturday, 9 a.m. at the
yes.
Truist Building. Downtown, so people could just show up and watch too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a festival event, so there will be,
okay.
You know, the Fun Fitness Kids bus will be there for kids. We'll have other arts activities. We'll have the cheer team cheering on President Cage, and then some other things going on as well.
All right. I appreciate it very much, and we'll see you Saturday morning at 9
yes.
o'clock. Thanks
so much, Dave. Appreciate you.
Right. Jennifer Farr from the Charleston YWCA. You got a lot more guts than I do, I'll say that.
Okay.
Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
You. I
Good luck.
It.
All right. Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy Text is 304-935-5008. Our phone calls to 580 Live are a service of Sears Monument Company offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming at 580 Live is brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Metro News statewide correspondent Brad McElhenney is going to join us. We are back right after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live and the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open. Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
With qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business, fleet, or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Some exes are a real pain in the backside. But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Today is the final day for what once was called Turtle Bids. Now, WestVirginiaBargains.com. All kinds of cool things are up for bid on the website. And today is the final day, so be sure and go and check it out. Man, I was looking around. There's stuff, things from Taylor Books, and there's all kinds of cool things on there. So, I mean, like big items on there as well. So be sure and check it out. Dale Cooper, the boss, is serving as our producer. Today, we're going to get into more of the Phillips verdict a little bit later on, and some other stuff. I may even bring Coop in, because Coop and I always have fun. We hang out together, but I always have fun with this guy, too. It's Mr. Brad McElhenney from the Metro News Radio Network. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. I'm here for all the fun.
Well, you know what? We try to have some fun when we can. Sometimes it's not possible, especially if you're in the Kanawha Valley and you're like about 60,000 other people this morning woke up without power, as did I. So I hope you are safe this morning, sir.
I'm doing good. And speaking of fun, legislature's in, so that's always a good time.
And I want to get into that a little bit later on. But before we get into that, Brad, I want to, and we will discuss that with you. What about our guy Steierwald appearing at the January 6th hearings yesterday? Did you get a chance to check that out?
Yeah, I was wowed. I made it a work assignment for myself, saying, all right, this is a West Virginian testifying before Congress. I got to cover this. But it was really because I was personally interested in watching. That is heady, right? I mean, not only testifying before Congress, which I don't think he's done before, but this particular committee that, you know, I understand that people are divided about the role of this committee and its appropriateness. I understand there's societal division, but it is right there at this, trying to uncover aspects of this historic, critical aspect of the 2020 election, and so to appear before the committee was just amazing. I did feel like, you know, he warmed up and he had a bit of swagger.
Well, Steierwald is all about swagger. I mean, let's be honest with you. He's kind of a swaggeristic kind of guy, if that's a word.
He is, and you know, he was being asked by members of the committee, particularly Zoe Lofgren, a Democratic congresswoman from California, about the Fox News call of Arizona, and it's 11 electoral votes. 11 electoral votes. Say that, audience. Three times fast. 11 electoral votes.
Really?
In favor of the Biden campaign. And that was a watershed moment that election night. And, you know, the question was, what about your controversial call? And Steierwald said, speaking of swagger, he said, well, the way it was controversial was because we were very confident about it, and we beat all the competition. So he was not at all a shrinking violet, and you know, that call did become part of the news cycle because it undercut the Trump campaign's claims to be ahead on election night. It was, you know, momentum maybe around 11 o'clock to say, oh, Joe Biden has gotten the electoral votes, critical electoral votes from one of these states, just a few of them that we think are truly up for grabs. And so the question was about that potentially being controversial, but Steierwald answered it in the sense that we were right and our competition was in our dust while we moved on to the next call.
And I thought it was interesting. A friend of mine sent me an article out of the Washington Post, and the headline of the article, Brad, was out of perspective. Chris Steierwald lost his job at Fox News, but he knows he was right. And that was in the Washington Post. In the Washington Post, were you able to read that article?
I did read it. That was by Margaret Sullivan, who is their columnist on the media. She's always interesting to read. So she drew that conclusion that you know, despite the controversy in the moment, and Steyerwald's firing. I mean, he was not fired in the moment, but just a few months later, early January, he lost his job because he had been publicly defending that call and was the face of it. It was a team call, and he made that clear yesterday that he was not the only one, that it was unanimous among the decision desks, but he wound up losing his job over it, and he was able to say, after being called by Congress, we got it right, and we were first.
Talking with Brad McElhenney, Metro News statewide correspondent on 580 Live for the Parmar Store Studio. All right, so let's go back to West Virginia for a moment. I want to start with this. The governor, early last week, Brad, the governor said looking at suspending the gas tax was a good idea. Then, upon further review, as they say in football, now it's not a good idea. So did the numbers just come back on what that would cost the state? Why do you think the sudden reversal on behalf of the governor?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the governor will tell you he's not a politician, but I feel like he took a reading of which way the wind was blowing. So if I can just take a step back, the state's in this weird position of being $1 billion up, more than $1 billion from what it had estimated to be its general revenue input. And, you know, the governor is very pleased about that. Says it's an example of minding the store, very pleased by the performance of the state budget. But then if you're the average person and you've got high gas prices and you're paying more for everything else, and you look at that and you think, boy, the state is up $1 billion? Why am I not getting a break? That's a difficult position politically. So I think he came in that Monday sensitive to that sort of dynamic and almost just riffed and said, you know, maybe we'll take a look at that after all. That's what I heard out of it. Well, then on Tuesday, prominent members of the Republican majorities in the House and Senate, particularly Senate President Blair on Metro News Talk
Line. Oh, yeah.
Just said what they had said before. I mean, this was not the first time for Senator Blair to say it, but he publicly said again that he doesn't think a temporary reduction of the gas tax, temporary, would be a good long-term strategy for the state, and he thinks that it would be better to provide tax relief in the future in other ways, more strategic ways. And finally, you know, the truth is that gas tax is a critical component of the state's bond obligation. There's other stuff in that mix too, but the state borrows money for road bonds, and it has said in writing, all right, we're going to use the gas tax to make good on what we borrowed. So that's where he came from, and he said it out loud again. He'd said it before. So then the next day, the drama of this over 3 days was the governor came back and said, well, you heard Senator Blair, and this would need to pass through the legislature, and the political reality is we can't do it. Then he went a little bit of a step further and said, I always thought it was a bad idea. But, you know, I mean, it just was that kind of weird news cycle where he seemed open to it. The door slammed the next day, and he acknowledged the door slamming on the third day.
I was listening to the interview with Blair. I was driving, Brad, and I heard the interview, and he was quite animated about it. I mean, he really was saying, no, absolutely, positively, we cannot do this. I think that interview was, I think you said Tuesday, I believe is when it was. I was traveling and listening to that interview, and, man, he was fired up over it about why we couldn't do it.
Well, he really was, and, you know, he certainly blamed the broader issues and not only the Russian invasion of Ukraine that has elevated gas prices and caused worldwide demand, but also, you know, this transition to green energy that the Biden administration, as a matter of policy, backs, that has put strains on investment in fossil fuels, like where we get our gas. So that's where Senator Blair was on it. Again, he has said this kind of thing in writing and elsewhere over the past 3 months. That really wasn't news, but he certainly backed it up with the kind of vigor you described. So what kind of surprised me about it was the governor walking out on this, just sort of thinking out loud on the first day when, you know, these positions have been known. And then on the third day saying, oh, well, you know, the legislature's the majority has really been quiet. I mean, quiet is the word he used. And now we know. Well, we knew before. But, you know, this was kind of where the governor went, talking out loud one day and then acknowledging the political truth on the third day.
Well, and, you know, the Democrats had come out, if you remember, Brad, a couple of months ago. I mean, they had a big display near the Capitol at one of the stations down there, and there were several involved in that basically demanding that it and that was back in the good old days when we weren't paying $5 a gallon. That was a couple of months ago. It seems like decades ago. But they were all about it then. And then, you know, I had Delegate Dana Farrell on the show last week explaining the reasons why we couldn't do that. And so the Democrats, I get, are they still pounding the drum on this? Because it's, I think for the last couple of days, at least in my, maybe you know something different. It seems like it's been kind of quiet. I haven't heard a lot of chatter out of the other side about it.
Yeah, a couple of things. There was a Democratic press conference also that Tuesday, the day that Senator Blair came on talk line and statewide said, well, we can't do this. Democrats, again, tried to make their case in live stream news conference that day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their point of view is gas prices are even worse than they were, that there's strain on West Virginia families who, you know, you need to drive for things, whether it's your job, to visit grandma, to take the kids to their lessons, whatever. You got to, you know, even if you're cutting back, you got to drive. And their view was that the governor, A, could use his executive powers, which he has never dropped, the emergency powers that went into place in early 2020 for the COVID pandemic. He never rescinded those. So they're still in effect. Democrats say, as a matter of course, he could just unilaterally do this. I'm not totally sure about that. You know, my lack of a law degree is inhibiting. And then their view also was that on the matter of paying down the road bonds through the gas tax, which I do believe is a legitimate issue, that the state could use some of its surplus to intervene and provide a hiatus on the gas tax and instead use some of that surplus to pay the bondholders. Again, that might require not only a law degree for me to understand, but a specific law degree on bonding. I don't have that.
Yeah, me either.
That was what they were suggesting. And at the time of all this, there was a special session coming up. So of late, state government has tried to align special sessions. Sorry, there were legislative interims coming up. They're mm-hmm. happening right now.
Right, yeah.
And so they try to align any special session, if they can, with interims. And I think that door is closed. You know, but there will be interims again next month. But they were, at the time, they were coming right up, and now we're essentially past that.
So what is going on with interims, Brad?
Oh, man, you know, nothing super hot, although this entire issue about gun safety in America and the safety of our schools, there is a legislative meeting this afternoon, kind of an all-hands-on-deck meeting, not a specific committee, but I take it anybody who wants to come from among legislators a meeting this afternoon on specifically on the schools. And I do think that my impression is the schools have taken significant steps in the last decade to try to do this hardening, to try to reduce the number of entrances, to try to make sure that you can buzz in, to try to have bulletproof glass on the windows on the first floor, all of those steps. But, you know, sometimes you can institute policy and then over time become lax on the policy. And I think that may be the question before state officials is, are we doing everything we can to make sure our schools are safe, the kind of, you know, quote-unquote hardening that I just described is truly taking place and isn't just a matter of being written down somewhere, you know, but it's really, truly being acted on in individual schools. And I suspect that will be the conversation this afternoon. But we at Metro News and other reporters will have to tune in to see which direction it goes.
Well, Brad, as always, you do a great job, man. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on, and we'll be following you on WVMetroNews.com and on Twitter as well, and getting all the latest, man. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. 23 minutes away from 10. 580 Live brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group. It's time to trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Now's the time to switch into your new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Fountain Place Model Logan or visit ThornhillCDJR.com. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5850 at Fruit Pharmacy. Text 304-935-5008. I want to get this in here. Festival is continuing today in Charleston. Now, a lot of activities going on. You can check out the website if you need the exact timing of everything. I will tell you that today at 4, the American Bell Association's Bell Road Show is happening at Embassy Suites. Also, the unveiling of Art Bus at City Center Slack Plaza at 4:30. Then tonight from 6 till 8, the Community Drum Circle at City Center at Slack Plaza as well. And hopefully the weather will cooperate with all of these things. We can maybe get people's power back on. But if their power's not on, then, well, they can go check out the activities of Festival, I guess. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to get back into some more on the Phillips decision, also the January 6th hearings as well. Dale Cooper is the producer today. We may even rein old Coop in a little bit to hang out with me a little bit. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Ruth Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
New River Health in Smithers is proud to now offer dental care for any age with most dental services, including digital x-rays with affordable prices. If you seek experienced dental professionals with a gentle touch, come see Dr. John Falvo and his staff in Smithers at the Gateway Center next to Valley School. Most insurances are accepted, and a sliding fee is available for those who qualify. New River Health Dental Services, now in Smithers. Phone 304-981-2367 for an appointment.
Did you know Greer Lime Company's products are used in a variety of environmental applications that impact your everyday life? For example, Greer's Quick Lime and Hydrated products are fundamental to the key processes in drinking water and wastewater treatment, and their high-calcium limestone, Quick Lime, and Hydrate products are used in the removal of acidic pollutants from power plant flue gases. Greer's products are also used in coal mines to treat acid mine drainage and as alkaline amendment. Learn more online at GreerLime.com.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
Minutes away from 10 from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. It's 580 Live. I'm Dave Allen. Dale Cooper, serving as our producer today. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by Husson's. The June special of the month at Husson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, or to find your nearest Husson's pizza location, go to Husson's Pizza. com. Well, do you have storm stories? We all do, I'm sure. The sad thing is, though, I completely slept through the second storm. Completely. They say the second one, which hit where I live around 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning, was actually more intense than the first one that hit around 9, 9:30 or so last night, I think it was. I completely slept through the entire thing. Just totally missed the whole thing the second one. My wife did not, but I did. That's the one that took out the power in Taze Valley. And as of when I left my house around 7 this morning, the power was still out. I think it was something like 60-some thousand people in a very large area were without power, not just in this area, but also north of here as well. And I had posted this on my personal Facebook earlier. What's the over and under on the amount of times that I walked into a room this morning knowing that the whole housing development where I live was without power and attempted to turn a light on? It's about 30 to 40, I think, is about what it was. I don't know why. I guess we just are so ingrained to do that, that you just walk in knowing the power is off. I go out to the garage to get something out of the garage refrigerator and leave and try to flip a light on. Tried to flip a light on in the bathroom this morning. You know, just human nature, I guess it is what we do. I do want to say this, though, on a serious note, many of the traffic lights are out. At least they were, as I said, as when I was traveling a couple of hours ago. So we're going to go back to when you were 16 years old and you were studying for your driver's test. Treat intersections like a four-way stop now, okay? Because I saw this morning driving through Taze Valley, it was a little iffy watching people try to navigate these things. So just please keep that in mind. Try to keep them, try to teach them, treat them, I should say, like a four-way stop. Haven't had a chance to talk about the January 6th hearings, but oddly enough, I've had text about them every day. So what is my take? You know, Brad and I were talking about Steyerwalt being on there. I got to see a little bit of it. Mainly I catch the highlights since I'm working during the day. You know, my opinion is the hearings aren't going to change anything. We are so dug in on our own political agendas, and that if you think this commission is going to change anyone's minds on either side, I think you are sadly mistaken. The Trump haters are very strong in their beliefs, as are those who think that the former president could do no wrong. I do find it interesting that they have talked to several people close to the president who all basically said to him or about the allegations that the election was stolen and that Trump actually won, that they, those closest to the president, didn't buy it. But he, of course, would be undeterred. Again, if you think you're going to change anyone's mind by these, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it. I mean, people, we are so dug in. We go out now and we search for news sources, be it Fox, be it online, be it CNN, MSNBC, whatever, that further back up our beliefs. So I don't see these hearings changing a single thing one way or the other. But, you know, that's just my take on it. So here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. I think we have a phone call here. Let's go to Steve. You're on 580 Live. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I've got a little story for you. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, this story involves the demagogues and the bureaucrats that are attached to the RISE system of building homes. We still have a lady who had cracks in her home, the first attempted RISE home. After her reporting it, several engineers and the bureaucrats that run the program went through several machinations to rebuild the house. And eventually it was pointed out to them, after using a magnetometer, that there was no reinforcement in the footer. Now let's get to the flood. She had French drains around her property. The French drains have been filled with construction debris, and there's been a small effort at maybe one or two, and she has probably 1,000 photographs, and she has taped conversations. She also has other physical evidence that they have not put the French drains back. And when it rains, her property is flooded with about an inch of water coming off the hillside. She has photographs of last winter where the water froze on the egress, the entrance to her property, up steps like an ice skating rink. She had a gas riser that was allowed her gas so that she could run her generator, a $10,000 generator that she lost during the flood. And they tore it out and didn't put it back. on and on. And the governor, she's been to the governor's office, shown them photographs. She's had several bureaucrats right before elections offer to help, and they go up and they talk to her with a word or two, and then it's not done. She's still not in that home because they have sent her letters and tried to give her keys to the home. And I think contractually, if she takes those keys, she has approved the construction by the contract. You can go on and on. I can tell you this, that the several of the local folks who report the news have been contacted and not acted on it. And I suspicion it's because they are close to the guard, close to the governor, et cetera. So she is in the process of copying her notes, her recorded conversations, the promises. And some lady named Cheryl that's on the national news, several of those folks are being notified. This is a whale of a story for somebody local if they've got guts enough to do it. That's all I have to say today. Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
There is an obvious fix for the school system and the perceptions, but there are people who work within the school system that do not have a true 360-degree feedback system. Everybody knows that if you get on the internet and you were to say you were going to harm some politician, they'd be knocking on your door in 5 minutes. They don't use the simple mechanisms that have been used by manufacturing and construction for years. And if you open your mouth, you don't work, you don't have a job. That's all I have to say today.
All right, Steve, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. You know, it's interesting because that's 6 years ago that we're talking about with these flooding and the destruction of homes and things. And when I started doing this show, which was in May of 2022, one of the first calls that I ever got to this show, and I don't know whether it's the same lady or not, was a lady that was talking about her situation there. That's actually how I ended up with Delegate Pushkin being on the show, because Delegate Pushkin, who I did not know at the time, sort of knew him but didn't know him that well, was listening to the show and reached out to me and wanted to see if somehow he could help the situation. But certainly is a very, very bad situation there, and we hope that that she and all the others get some kind of relief there. 580 Live is brought to you in part by RX Vitel. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on the west side. Ask them about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the west side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. Back to the Phillips verdict just for a moment that Jake Flatley and I talked about earlier in the show. You know, I'm not an attorney, nor do I play one on the radio or television, but I did reach out to a few attorney friends of mine who shall remain nameless, and in a text chain, I asked them a simple question. Did the jury get it right in going with the second-degree murder charge? Now, these are some of the comments that I got from them, and again, you know, it shall remain nameless. One of them was no, the verdict was incorrect. They got bamboozled, which, by the way, is a word I don't use nearly enough of, by a very good defense lawyer. This is a very dangerous verdict for police officer safety and sets a precedent for future officer behavior. If, my friend continued, this sets an insane precedent for future police behavior. If you kill a cop, according to an attorney friend of mine, because you got into a fight with an officer and only served 10 years, no one will be deterred from resisting. Now, another attorney friend of mine said the verdict shows how important it is to attract good lawyers as prosecutors and pay the officers, pay the officials, I should say, enough to fight good defense attorneys and better spread out the caseloads. Another said Mr. Phillips had an amazing public defender, which most criminals don't get. Other comments, again, in this text chain with several attorney friends of mine, I just kind of let them roll. Other comments included that after this verdict, many cops may think twice about doing routine tasks. And let me just say, I 100% agree with that statement. I really, really do. This, if you remember, this case started out as a routine traffic situation where somebody was complaining about somebody parking where they shouldn't have. That's how this whole thing started. This was not like a, you know, hostage situation or anything like that. This started off with Officer Johnson going to a complaint, a traffic complaint, a parking complaint, if you will, on Bigley. That's the way this whole thing started. And I'll just say this before we go to break. I cannot imagine why anyone would want to be a police officer now. I mean, I really, really don't. The two, you've heard me say, the two professions that I cannot imagine myself going into under our current environment. And I don't mean in Charleston. I mean just in general. We're police officers and teachers. There's just no way that I would consider, and God bless the ones that do. But I wonder what you heard the comments from Chief Hunt that Jake and I talked about a little bit earlier, and from the Goodwood administration as well, saying that, well, basically, this was not the verdict that we wanted. We'll respect it, but it's not the verdict that we wanted. Certainly not the verdict that the Johnson family was looking for. But I just wonder, you know, how many of these verdicts are going to come down that are going to deter people from saying, you know what, I ain't doing this as a career. It's not going to happen. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your professional baseball team. If you'd like more information about any of them, they got some exciting things planned for the summer. Just go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com, the Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown team. We're back after this. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers,
swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well, equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride.
Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com.
We are professional grade.
For qualified GM financials, see Thornhill for all details.
Hey, this is Dave Allen for your local Parmar store saying happy summer. Summer's the busiest time of the year with ball games, reunions, vacations, picnics, barbecues. Hey, you name it, and it happens during the summer. Well, before you make plans to head out, make plans to visit your local Parmar store. From gas to great food and all the snacks you need, you'll find it at Parmar. We're nearly 200 stores strong, and we're adding stores all the time, all to better serve you. Download the Parmar app and sign up for our rewards card to save even more. Happy summer, and remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon.
Hi, folks. This is Danny Jones for Danny's Barbecue Stand, located in downtown Charleston. Folks, in July, we close for a month. That means we won't be here, so we want you to come visit us. We have the best in barbecue, chili. We have chicken, sandwiches, ribs, anything you might want in that line. We've got the best. The number is 304-205-4083. You can call us and pick it up. That's Danny's Barbecue Stand. The building number is 1019, and the place to eat is on Courier Street.
It's back. And Coba Insurance presents the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Concerts, carnival rides, sternwheel boat races, and more. June 30th through July 4th, bring the family to the Kanawha River in downtown Charleston. Something for everyone with activities for all ages. Plus live music, including Everclear. And Rick Springfield. Plus fireworks on Saturday and Monday. June 30th through July 4th, you got a regatta at the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Yeah, 5 minutes away from 10, I want to wish a best wishes, I guess you would say. I don't know what I just said there. Get well soon wishes to my producer, Kayla Murphy. She is feeling a little under the weather, so the kid is away for a couple days, taking care of herself. Hopefully, we'll have her back maybe later on in the week. But we got the boss in here, Dale Cooper, producing the show. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5850 at Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-500. Right from the Fruit Pharmacy Text line, not all Trumpers are followers of QAnon, but all followers of QAnon are Trumpers. I say this, if you're dumb enough to believe in a stolen election, despite a complete lack of evidence and the expert analysis that says the election was not stolen, then you're dumb enough to believe in flat earth and shape-shifting lizard people, too, according to a texter. So if you're a governmental worker in the area, which I used to be, but I'm not these days, you not only will get Monday off for West Virginia Day, but also Friday off as well. That announcement coming from the governor yesterday, I'd say most of the cities in the area will be following that. So it's actually going to be a four-day weekend. Friday, it will be in observance of Juneteenth, which is now a federal holiday. So that'll be Friday, and West Virginia Day is next Monday. So if you're a governmental worker, you are going to get the a 4-day weekend. So More power to you. Hey, everybody's talking about the price of gas. How'd you like to win 1,000 gallons worth of free gasoline? Our stations, all our sister stations, well, teaming with Todd, Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. Just stop by and register at West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&M Meats, Anytime Fitness in Elkview, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar stores at both locations of Todd, Judy Ford. You can register between now and July 14th. Five finalists will be chosen to join us at Todd, Judy on July 30th to see who wins 1,000 gallons worth of free gasoline. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Connie. You're up. Go ahead.
Hi. Steve, the guy that called in a while ago, he was talking about my house, Connie Hardway. I've called in several times.
Yes, you were one of the first callers I had on the show 2 years ago.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's still going on. I guess he was calling for, about the house. I've told him different things about, I paid for the house, insurance, flood insurance, regular insurance, all that stuff for 30 some years.
Mm-hmm.
And, they even inspected my house last year and I didn't even have water. The house wasn't finished. They hadn't even had, they did stucco on my house. None of that was finished. They didn't even put a chlorination system in until December. And, they told me they were going to have an engineer come in and check, and they didn't. They said they were going to let me know when the engineer was going to be up there, and they didn't. So he didn't know what to inspect for. And when I gave him all my pictures and all that and sent things to him, letters about different things going on, and he revised his, He revised his report.
Right, yeah.
And they were supposed to come back and finish and do all that. They haven't done that.
What are you hearing? And Connie, as I said, you've been calling the show now for a couple of years, and certainly we hate that this is going on. But what are you hearing when you contact, let's see, folks from the governor's office or the RISE program or whatever? What exactly are you hearing from them?
Nothing. RISE says they're done. They're not going to do anything else. And I've even contacted the construction company. And the main senior project manager, he called me back and he said, they're going to get a hold of you next week. They're supposed to call you next week because I don't handle the West Virginia office anymore. That's been 5-6 weeks ago. I haven't heard a thing.
Well, Connie, I'm very, very sorry. And again, I know this has been a repeated problem with you, and we hope that that you get some kind of answer and some kind of relief. We're very, very sorry.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm still not in the home yet, so, and they've, sent me, a paper,
All right, you got about 20 seconds, Connie, go ahead.
Mail, so that sort of thing, and I'm not accepting it.
All right, Connie, well, we got to go. I hate to cut you off, but I do appreciate you calling in this morning. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much to our guest today, also to producer Dale Cooper. Hoppy, the news coming up. Follow the news of the day, WVMetroNews.com and at WCHSNetwork.com. I apologize. I did not get to all the calls and texts. We'll try to do better tomorrow. St. Albans Mayor Scott James is with us tomorrow, and we're talking wine and jazz, too. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love.
580 WCHSAM, 96.5 FM. A WVRC media station. We're proud to live here, too.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This hour, stocks are up. The Dow is up 140 points following two big sell-offs in a row. Inflation, the number one concern for consumers. Right now, that and the market, says ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Since the peak earlier this year, the S&P 500, which is what's reflected in most 401ks and retirement accounts, is now down 22%. Inflation is at the heart of this story. Rising prices, that impact on American consumers.